Right, we're taking up an issue in the Maharei Kedem that's in Volume Bays with regard to Sphere's Homer. So it's Simon Kufyud Bays. Starts off Kaspu HaTosis Megillah. Tosis Megillah Davcha from the Bays, Debrei Maschel Kol HaLayla. Quotes the Bahag. Ubahag Kasav, the Bahag wrote, the Hechi Di Inchi Levarech Balayla, that where the person forgot to count Sphira. Levarech means the Bracha, of course, but he forgot to count Sphira. Balayla, Yimna Lamachar Bali Bracha. He counts the next day without a Bracha. V'chein Halacha. Avolim Shachach Laila V'yom. But if he forgot by night and by day, V'yimna Od B'bracha. The Be'inon Tumimos V'leka. I think everybody's familiar with that. That's the Halacha. That if you forgot to count at night, and you remember during the day, so you count during the day, but you don't make a bracha. However, starting the next night, you resume counting with a bracha. The person is yosei counting even if you didn't make a bracha. That's like anything else. Brachos ein ma'akvos. The mitzvah is to count. It's like if a person picked up the lulav, an esor, and forgot to make the bracha, and he picked it up, and then he didn't. He shook it, he's yotzei, that's it, he doesn't have to do it again. Because the brachas are not ma'akvos. Birkas ha-mitzvah are not ma'akvos. It's just a chiyuv to make the bracha before you do it. So that's not the issue. But there is a memanavshach issue over here. Question would be memanavshach. If it's too late, once you missed it by night, the counting by day is not a good counting, so you can't make a bracha on it. Oh, whatever reason you do it, but it's no longer valid. So then how does it restore the next night that you can do continue doing with a bracha? It must be that that's an efficacious counting. It would seem, from the fact that you, the next day, can continue to count with a bracha, so then what you did by day, the counting by day, is a valid counting. So if it's a valid counting, so why don't you make a bracha on it at the time you did it? And if you don't make a bracha on it because it's not a valid counting,
how can you continue the bracha?
Exactly. So how does it enable you to go back to continue to count with a bracha? He's going to raise. All right, so back to the Harei Kedem. V'hinei l'chora t'chilas dino shel ha-bahag. It would seem that the beginning, the first part of the bahag, the im shachach b'layla, yisper b'yom b'lo bracha, tzarech bia. The Mimanashach. Isfirle de Laila Einodin Liikuva Bisfir Soma. If he holds that the Eved Laila is not a Ma'ake, that even though it's gone, as long as it's still day, you can still count. Imkain Lomalo Yispar Biyom in Bracha. So why don't you count by day with a Bracha? Vilachor Gam Sof Dino Shal Bahag Ma'arakain. And it would seem that the latter part of the din of the Bahag would indicate this. Sharei Kosav, the Imshachach Laila V'yom, because he wrote that if he leaves out a night and a day, lo yivna od bracha. So apparently, the Bahag holds, at least at first glance, that it's all one unit of 49 days. You have to have a unit of 49 days. If you're missing one day, so you're not going to have a 49 day count, you can't make a bracha anymore. V'imkei mavur, the besiper v'yom, Yocholimnos Bishari Yam in Bracha. So therefore it's clear that if he counted by day, then he can continue counting. So therefore it's not like he missed a night and a day. If he missed a night and a day, then he continues counting without a bracha. If he missed a night and counted by day, so then he resumes counting with a bracha. So therefore counting by day is not equal to missing a night and a day. So therefore counting by day would seem is valid, so why shouldn't he make a bracha? The Alkein Hainutama, the Sphira Sa'omer Biyom, Sphira Malyasi. The reason has to be because counting by day is a good count. The Imkein Hadra Kushi Laduchte. Why? Lama Lo Yimne Biyom and Bracha. The question returns. Why don't you count by day with a bracha? Now the Rav has an aside in brackets, which we'll go through. Vine achronim denakdu kipsak zel halacha. So in point of fact, this is the halacha, lamaisa. The achronim were maskim to this, lalacha. What's their explanation of this? Because there's a problem. There's a logical inconsistency over here. So they worked it out in a practical way. Biaru l'shitasam, they explained, according to their position, the dina haki, that the din is this way, mitzad dina sfek sfeka. See, it's practical. You got to calculate all the different... There's a lot of svekos in the area because there's a lot of different positions, as we will see, with regard to the mitzvah of sfiras ha'omer. The yesh safik echad. One safik is ula yosem yudei chovas sfir biyom. Kahabahag. Perhaps your yotze, the chiyuv of sfira b'yom. One suffix is like this. If a guy didn't count by night and he counts by day, is that the mitzvah and he could do a bracha or not? So that's one machlokas. That's one suffix. So, you know the rule. The rule is suffix, brachos, lahakel. So when it comes to the day, it's a suffix whether you can count with a bracha or not. Right. So therefore, what do? You count without a bracha. The suffix shani, however, there's another suffix now. Because when you come to the next night, you face another suffix. Ulai lo kaimalon, kahabahag, shem shachach lispar yomecha, de shivayno sofe. Ki yesh loma, de chal yom v'yom, hu mitzvah b'fneas musa. Now, the position of the bahag, that if you left out one day, you lost the mitzvah, not everybody agrees with this. Many Rishonim, I think the majority, hold that no. That each day that you count is a mitzvah b'fneas musa, a separate chiyuv. Even if you miss one day, or many days. So now you have a svek sveka. When it comes to the next day, you have a svek sveka. One suffix is maybe the counting by day is a valid counting. And if you say that it's not a valid counting, so maybe the halacha is like those who say that even if you miss the day, you can count. So svek sveka is a different phenomenon. So the principle of suffek brachas l'kulav, that if there's a suffek brachas, you don't make the bracha. You go ahead, you do the mitzvah without the bracha. That's a principle only when it's an ordinary suffek. But when you have a svek sveka, then you make the bracha. He says, "Ki yesh lama the chol yom v'yom who mitzvah b'fneas musa." One can say, as many rishonim do, that each day is a separate mitzvah. The alkane, guys, quiet. Mikoach hakula shel shtei hashitos, because of the power of the kula, the leniency of both, when you put both shitos together, efshel lismoch al sfira b'yom. It is possible to rely on the fact that you counted by day. So, of course, you didn't make a bracha. That's how they resolve that issue. You don't make the bracha when you count during the day, because then you only have one suffix. Suffix is, can I count by day? Or no, one side says you can count by day, the other side says no. You can only count at night with a bracha. However, when you go to the second day, you already have two svekos as to whether you can count the next day with a bracha. So if there's two svekos, then it's svek sveka and you go l'kula. Bayam. Okay, below bracha. The suffix sheet is Rabbeinu Tam. Because of the suffix which is created by the Rabbeinu Tam, who holds that you can't count by day. Limnos ulevarech b'shar kol hayom. You can rely on this to count and make a bracha on the remaining days. V'tiratzeh ole yafa l'nyin halacha. He says, this answer is good in terms of explaining the halacha. Aval ein ze nira b'mashmos divrei habahag. But this does not seem to be the implications of the bahag himself. Shedvarav heim mitaras vaday v'lo mitaras suffik. That is to say, if you want to elucidate the halacha, you can deal with many factors. We've taken many factors into consideration. We don't know, we're not just dealing with the bahag. And Allah Lamaisa, we're dealing with the other Rishonim as well. But how do you explain it within the Bahag himself? The Bahag himself is not dealing with these factors. That's his own intrinsic position, which has to make sense in terms of what he's saying. The end is my shita. If this is my position, based upon my own understanding of the mitzvah sphere itself, and I come to these conclusions, so then you can't explain me in practical terms. You got to explain me in terms of the logic of the idea. He says that the words of the Bahag are mitaras vadai, velo mitaras suffik. The Akati Tarachian. What are you going to assume? That's our challenge. The challenge is, if you're going to assume that this is the Bahag's intrinsic position, not that he's arriving at it because he has fakos, it's not what he said. He's presenting him in terms of Vadai. Then we have, there's a whole challenge over here. What's the position of the Bahag such that it would make perfect sense that he would do it this way? Then you're back to the Mamanavshach question. In pure logic, is there any way to explain this in pure logic of the position itself?
Right.
We're continuing now with the Ha'arei Kedem, Simin Kufyud Beis, with regard to the Shita of the Bahag. We continue now with the second paragraph. Vanir Bezeh seems, Dehine Shitas Tame de Bahag, the ordinary. What the Rav is going to show us is that there are two ways one can learn the Bahag. There's the so-called conventional way, which if you learn it, you're going to bump into a lot of these kinds of issues. And then there's a different way of learning it. Dim shachach limnos yom echad, batel mimenu mitzvah sfira. That if he forgot to count one day, he's already lost the mitzvah sfira. So the simple way of learning. What's his position? Now, the ordinary way of understanding that is that there's two elements to the count. There's the activity of counting, but then there is the entity, the kiyum. The kiyum is to produce a certain result of a certain period of time that's been counted. So if you're going to say that, so it's true that you make a bracha every night, because every night you're doing the Maisa HaMitzvah. But the Cheftza, so to speak, is that you're producing something. You're producing an entity of a 49-day count. So if that's the kiyum HaMitzvah, that's the objective of the mitzvah. So if that is the way it goes, then once you missed one day, you can no longer make a bracha because you're not producing that entity. You've missed. It's going to be a 48-day count. You don't have a 49-day count. That would be the simple way of understanding the Bahag. That the Maisa Mitzvah is to count each night, but the Kiyam, the Chefsa, is an entity of Memtesh Yom, 49 days. Now, the Rav says, Humishim the Sfirulei, the Choha Mem Tez Yom, Havyon Chodom Mitzvah, Shal Sfir Zahoma. That all 49 days constitute one mitzvah. Of course, yeah, well, you have to understand what he means by one mitzvah. Not one Maisa mitzvah. The Maisa mitzvah, because you make a bracha every night. But one mitzvah in terms of the Chavtza. Okay? Usfiras Kol Yom, Hi Chelek, Michelke Mitzvah, Shal Sfira, Shall call Memtes Yom. Each one is a chalak. Because you're creating an entity, obviously, and you can only create it by virtue of the various parts. But that's the objective. It's not that the counting of the day constitutes a mitzvah in its own right. That's the alternative way of looking at it. That the counting of this day constitutes a mitzvah b'fneiat, that's a kiyum. That's the kiyum, to count each day of the 49 days. So one way of looking at it is that each one is discrete. And the mitzvah is to count every one of those units between the second day, the second night of Pesach and Shavuot, and up to the 50th day. So each one, so if that is the case, that the mitzvah is chal, and each one is a separate unit, is a separate entity, so then if you miss one day, so it doesn't prejudice the case for the night, you still do it with the mitzvah. Indeed, many Rishonim hold that way. Okay? But the Bahag says that if you missed one day, then you can't count with the bracha. Is saying that each day is not a discrete entity of the mitzvah in its own right. It's only insofar as it's connected to the other days and they form a unit. Ulahachi im chiser yom echad chiser b'kiyum ha-mitzvah. Thus, if he lacked one day, he's lacking in the kiyum. V'oz d'lo ha-mitzvah, and he loses the mitzvah, because that is the kiyum. Achein lema'ayin ba'omek l'shono shel ha'bahag.
However, if one focuses, one thinks into the depth of the language of the Vahag, nireh kavana acheres bedvarav, you could see a different idea in his words. The Vahag lo yosad eshitaso mikoach kra de usfartem lachem, etc. Sheva shabasos tamimos tiena. The Vahag did not base himself on the significance, on the words of usfartem lachem, sheva shabasos. It doesn't stem from the mitzvah of sfira, which, if that were the case, would be what we're saying, that that's what you're supposed to do. You're supposed to count. You're supposed to count seven complete weeks, which is 49 days. He didn't base himself on that. So the key word in the Bahag's case is not usfartem. If the word was usfartem, so then it would indicate that idea. The mashba de be'inon sfiras sheva shabasos, which implies that you require a counting of 7 weeks. Brilliance over here. Ela mishum de be'inon tamimos v'leka. It is rather because there's a modification. Sheva shabasos, tamimos. So, what is the difference between saying that the issue stems from something that has to do with usfartem, with sfira, as opposed to saying that it has to do with tamimos? Venir mizeh seems the emes gam lebahag kol yom v'yom have a mitzvah b'fnei atzmus. It seems that the Bahag does not argue with the other Rishonim. He too formulates that the Chefta Shel Mitzvah is every one of those days which constitute the sphere as an end in itself. It's a Kima Mitzvah to count each day b'fnei atzmusa. And it's not just one entity of 49 days. Of course, if you say that, then the question is going to be, so what's the problem if you miss the day? All the other Rishonim hold that if you miss the day, you count the next day. The ein mitzvahs sfira shel yom echad ma'akev eschavera. And the mitzvah of counting of one day does not hold back the other. V'tamei de bahag de b'shachach yom echad b'teila ha-mitzvah. But the reason why the bahag holds that if you missed one day, you negated the mitzvah. Hu din mesuyam b'maisa ha-sfira v'haminyan shel amem tes yamim. That's a specific din in the Maisa HaSfira and the Minyan, the counting of the 49th day. Now, simple. What the Rav is saying is that it goes into the very definition of the phenomenon of a count. That when you count, it's not enough to say, this is the fifth day, or this is the eighth day. No, there is the idea of an ongoing count, in which you have to, each day sets up the following day. You arrive at the next one by virtue of counting the previous one. It has to go with a certain order. That's what a count is. You go from, so therefore, while it's true that the mitzvah is to count each day separately as a separate unit, but if you didn't count four, then you can't count five. You're not up to five yet. The only way you can arrive at five is by going through the steps that lead you to five. That is, you have to arrive at each one through a certain process of a count. So if you miss the day, so then the next day that you count, it's lacking in the Maisa because you didn't count the previous one. The Kol Chalos HaMaisa Sfira, that the whole validity of the act of counting, Hu Adyidei Shemona kol yom v'yom b'yomo, is that he counts each day at the appropriate time. V'al yidei hasfira shel esmol, and as a result of yesterday's count, olelo hacheshbon shel yom hamacha. So that's how he arrives at the cheshbon, at the number of the following day. So he has to arrive at it in a certain method through the method of counting. V'haytama mishum debeinon tamimos b'maisa sfira. That is because you require tamimos. That the act of counting has to be tamimos, has to be whole, has to be complete, a certain perfection in the maisa of counting. Aval imchiser yom echad, but if he lacked one day, imkein chasalo b'maisa sfira. So he's lacking in terms of the maisa sfira. V'yein ha-sfira shal macha kruya sfira. Ah. And the counting of the next day is not called counting. That's not counting anymore. Because if you jump one, then you didn't count. And it's got to be tmimos. That is to say, every element of the maisa of the sfira must be perfect. Can't be defective. The havi sfira l'seirugin. This is a sfira which skips. Now, a sfira which skips is not a perfect sfira. Because sometimes you're in a hurry and you don't have time to count precisely. So people might rely on that. You want to count how many people are at the event. So the proper way to do it is to go 1, 2, 3 to count each one. If you count each one, that's a perfect count because you can't miss any. But sometimes you don't have time, so you go through. Now, that has some validity because you get a ballpark figure. You get a sense. There was at least 150 people. But that's not tamim. You see, tamimos means that there can't be any defect in the activity of the count. So each thing has to come about in a very systematic kind of an order. That's an appropriate kind of count. And you arrive at each number by a certain method. By the fact, virtue, you arrive at 5 because you counted 1, 2, 3, 4. So that sets up the next day. Every day sets up the following day. So therefore, if you missed one day, so then the next time you're going to count, it's an imperfect count because there was nothing that set it up. That's what he wants to say is the sheet of the Bahag. So the Bahag is not saying that the object of the count is one unit of 49 days. No, each day is a unit b'fnei Musa. The problem, however, is that once you missed a day, you're no longer able to partake of a count which is tmimos, which is perfect. It's a defect in the count. V'yisod l'zen yirah meishitas Rav Sad Yigon, the Maisi Hatur. The foundation seems to be in the position of Rav Sadia, which is brought down in the Tur. Or Achayim, Siman, Tuf Pei Tes. V'zeh l'shono. Rav Sadia kasav, Shem Shochach bi'echad min hayamim. Rav Sadia said that if he forgot one of the days, Yavarech biyam shel achrav, he counts in the days afterwards. Chutz milayla harishon, except for the first night. Shem shachach v'lo birech bo, if he forgot and he didn't make the bracha, didn't do the count. Shelo yavarech od, he shouldn't make a bracha anymore. Ad kan lashono. He holds that if you forgot, this position is extremely difficult. Because he apparently holds that you can count each one is separate. If you forgot one day, it doesn't matter. It doesn't preclude counting the other days. So if that's the case, why if you forgot on the first night, should it be any different? Now, according to the simple understanding of the Bahag, the Sfiras Yom Echad Makeves, that the missing of one day invalidates the fisha kolamem tashyamim havin chada mitzvah, because all 49 days are one mitzvah. Tzarech bir chiluko shel rab sadigon ben yom rishon l'shar hayam. So you have to explain the difference between the first and the other days. The miman of shach im chada mitzvah heim, if they're all one mitzvah, shar yamim nami, then missing on any of the other days should also invalidate. V'im kol yom havi mitzvah b'fnei asmusa. And if each day constitutes a separate entity of mitzvah, yom rishon nami havi mitzvah b'fnei asmusa. So then the first day should also be a mitzvah b'fnei asmusa. And if you omitted the first day, it shouldn't prejudice the case. Shouldn't preclude continuing. Why would you single out the first day? Achein Yira, however it appears, the Mizeh Yisod L'mashen Isbayer. That from this you see the Yisod, the foundation for that which we explain. The Hachasarim B'Shachach Yom Echad, the defect, problem, in forgetting one day, Eino Chisarim B'Guf HaMitzvah, Shal Kol Yom V'Yom. It's not a chasarin in the substance of the mitzvah, of each day. Each day is a separate substance of mitzvah. Eladizeh chasarin b'maisa ha-sfira v'aminyan. That is rather a defect in the action of counting and in the count. The designation of this day as being the third day or the fourth day and so forth. The efshalazos maisa sfira shal yom ha-sheni v'ashlishi. Because you can't do an act of counting the second day and the third day, b'li yakdama shel sfira b'yam hakodmim, without a hakdama, without an introduction of counting the previous days. Well, the fiza nira the zehu yisod chiluko shel harav sad yigon ben yom rishon l'shar yamim. Therefore, it appears that this is the essential chiluk of Rav Sadia Gaon between the first day and the other days. What is that? See, in terms of the establishment of the count, the first day is going to be different than all the other days, because that launches it, that begins it. That's a beginning point. Once the count is begun, so then it's a different story. Then, apparently, even if you miss the day, it still continues. It continues by itself. That's the question, of course. It's not according to the Baha'i. See, in a count, there's got to be a designation. What makes this the second day? What makes this the third day? Is that an objective phenomenon? That once you know that there's a 7-day period of something, or a 49-day period of something, so once you launch the count, this is day one, so then, automatically, this is the second day. The mitzvah upon you is to take note of it, to do the act of counting. But the designation of the day, that can come about by itself. That's what Rav Sadia Gaon says. But the Baha'i says no. That it's not just you're doing an act of counting, sort of like you mark something off on a calendar, but you actually have to establish it as the second day through your counting. So he says that im chiser b'yom rishon, according to Rav Sadia Gaon, if he lacked on the first day, the ein kan aschalta shel sfira klal. There's no beginning. So therefore there's no count. Nothing happens. Shuv eino yachal lisper b'yom hasheni. So then he can't count on the second day. Kivin shelo kadmo lahem sfira, since it was not preceded by a counting. V'chasar b'ikar ha-minyan dayamim. And he lacked in the essential minyan, counting of the days. Avalam siper b'yom rishon. But if he counted on the first day, v'hischol b'minyan asfira, and began with the minyan, with the counting, b'zeh af shechiser b'yom habayim. With this, even though he may have lacked in the subsequent days, mikol makom kvar chal Torah sfira. But the Torah, that is, the character of sfira, already has begun mikoach hayom harishon, because of the significance of the yom rishon. V'chol hayom habayim sfurim me'aleihem, and all the days that come are counted, are numbered. Let's put it this way: the count is what you have to do. There's two things: there's numbering and counting. The day has to be numbered as a certain day in the Omer. It has to be numbered. You have to do the act of counting it. So Rav Sadia Gaon wants to say that once you begin the count and you set into motion the minyan, so then the days are numbered of themselves. And the fact that you didn't count each day does not stop the process of the days being numbered. So the days have an automatic numbering, and you then can perform the mitzvah of counting, because for you the mitzvah is to count all the days of the sfira. But the days can't be numbered until you initiate the process of counting.
So is that again only what you have to hold the...
Question is, what's the machlokas between Rav Sadia Gaon and the Bahag? Because Rav Sadia Gaon is, the Bahag says if you missed any day, you can't continue counting because of Tamimos. The Bahag is very lenient. He says if you missed a day, you keep counting with a bracha, except if it's the first day. See, look at the last two lines in this paragraph. All the days that come are numbered of themselves. Mikoach ha-sfira harishona. As a result of the effect, the power of the original sfira. Because it gives it a certain designation. V'alkeinu yochol limnos hola im bracha. And therefore he can continue to count further with a bracha. Thing is like this. It would seem that the difference between Rav Sadia Gaon and the Bahag, because in many respects they seem to be similar. That is, once you say that the Bahag agrees that each day is a unit, b'fnei musa, a unit to be counted, the only problem is that it's a defect in the act of counting. The act of counting has to be consecutive. Once you broke the consecutivity, it's no longer considered to be a valid act of counting. Because each day has to establish the next. Now, Rav Sadia Gaon doesn't seem to be concerned about that. But he is concerned about that on the first day. So why is he only concerned about that on the first day? I think it has to do with the fact that there's two ideas in the count. One is the numbering of the day. The day is numbered. This is the second day. This is the third day. This is the fourth day. So what the Bahag is saying is that how could it be numbered as the fourth day? Only through the various steps. After you count one, then you have two. After you count two, then you have three. After you have three, you have four. So the day, once you've skipped the day, there's nothing which enables you to number it as the fourth day or whatever the day would be. Rav Sadia Gaon, however, says that it has a mechanism of its own, so to speak. That once you're koveya, the count, given that it's a 49-day count, and once you establish it, so automatically it becomes day two. And day two automatically leads to day three, not because of anything you did. Your mitzvah is to count. But when you count, you have to, of course, count the appropriate day. But the fact that this is the fourth day is not because of anything you did. That's not contingent upon your particular counting of the third day. It's going to be the fourth day, whether you counted the third day or didn't count the third day, it's going to be the fourth day. That's what the Rav Sadia Gaon says. So therefore you count with a bracha, even if you missed a day. Because there's nothing in the missing of a day which precludes you from picking it up wherever you remember to pick it up and count. Because you have to count each day. Each day is a separate entity of counting. It's not one entity of 49 days that's being counted. However, the Bahag says that if you missed one day, so then you're lacking in the whole mitzvah, because the mitzvah is that that's part of the very definition of the count, that the numbering of the day comes about through your act of counting. It's your act of counting which gives the day its number of being the fifth day. It's not a process that exists independently and is established irrespective of what you did. It has to be established via your particular act of counting. That's the tmimos of the Maisa of Sfira. So that's where they differ. Whereas Rav Sadia Gaon holds you just need the first day. Because without the first day, there's no designation of a count. But once you have a designation of a count, it's automatic. Once you kick off day one, so it's day two. Like for example, once you Mekadesh to Chodesh. Well, I'm just using it as a rough analogy because there's no mitzvah to count every day in the month, right? But once you have to designate the month. Once you establish this is the first day of the month, so then it goes by itself. So 10 days later, it's the 10th of the month. Nothing, that has nothing to do with what you did. That's the model of Rav Sadia Gaon. But what Bahag is saying is that no, here, the very numbering of the day comes about through your particular Maisa of Sfira. And if you lack the day, then how can you say this is the 10th? It's only the 10th if you counted 9 previous days.
Just to review where we're at with regard to the Shita of the Bahag, who holds that if you miss one day, you can't count with a bracha anymore. Other Rishonim hold you can. The simple way of approaching that is whether each day constitutes a separate entity of counting, separate mitzvah. The mitzvah is to count each day. That's the mitzvah. So in terms of the mitzvah, every day constitutes a kiyum ha-mitzvah. Well, now, the entity that has to be counted is the 49-day period. So it's done in units of days. Each day is a separate unit in terms of the ma'isa mitzvah. That's why you make a bracha every day. That's the ma'isa mitzvah. But the chafza is not one day. The chafza is the 49-day unit. That would be the simple way of learning it. However, you then run into the next issue. What if you fail to count by night? What do you do? Now, the question you have to take up is it permissible to fulfill the mitzvah of counting if you're only counting from the standpoint of the day? That's question number two. Must I count the night so that therefore when I'm doing the counting, it includes, it relates to the entity of Laila and Yom, it's a complete unit? Or no, even if it's no longer Laila and the unit of the day that the count relates to is just the so-called day part, is that also good? Okay? Now, you have to take a decision on that. So, what does the Bahag say about someone who forgot to count by night but is going to count by day? Can he make a bracha or can't he make a bracha? So the Bahag says no. That would seem to indicate that it's too late. In terms of the mitzvah of counting demands that it be done at night. However, you would therefore expect, if that is the case, then you would expect, following the logic of the Bahag, who says that if you missed one day, you know, that's it. You can no longer count with a bracha. You missed the unit. It would therefore follow from that, that if a person forgot to count by night, he counts by day without a bracha. So he's not doing the mitzvah. What does he do the next day? It would seem that he can no longer count with a bracha. Yet, the Bahag comes up with a big surprise. So the big surprise of the position over here is that if he failed to count by night and he counts by day, he counts without a bracha. So you would think that that's it. He keeps on counting without a bracha. No, the next day at night, he resumes counting with a bracha. That is the ambivalence in the position of the Bahag, which is difficult to resolve. It's difficult to resolve on the basis that according to the Bahag, the Chafetz Shal Mitzvah, the unit of counting, is the 49-day period. That's the problem that the Rav addressed himself to. But alternative. And the Rav provided an alternative. A very, very startling idea. I am perhaps revolutionary, I didn't want to say. Is that the Bahag also agrees that each day constitutes a separate unit, a separate Chafetz Shal Mitzvah. And the Chafetz is not the 49-day unit. That's very big because that goes contrary to intuition. It's counterintuitive to say a thing like that. If that's the case, so if you missed one day, so you should be able to count with a bracha. What's the basis for his position that if you missed one day, you can't count with a bracha? So here he says it's a halacha in tmimos. It's a din in the ma'isa. The tmimos is a din in the ma'isa mitzvah. That the ma'isa mitzvah is to establish a count. And the manner in which you establish a count, each day achieves its status, its number, its position, is through the activity of counting. So every day that you count, you're fulfilling the mitzvah of that day and you're setting up the next day. You can't arrive at three unless you went through one and two. So if you skip three or you skip four, that's it. So then there's no five because there's no count. And the way the sphera is established is through the ma'isa mitzvah of counting that the individual is engaged in. So that's the problem. The problem is not that he has to construct a 49-day unit. No, he has to count. Each day is a separate entity. But it's lacking in counting. It's not considered counting because they're all inextricably connected. That's just the nature of this mitzvah. That each part is connected to the previous part. So if you left out one unit, so you broke the count. So now you're not up to the 15th day. You're not up to the 15th day because you can't have a 15th day without a 14th day. So that is his chiddush in the shita of the Bahag. Step two The Rav then proceeded to show that this is connected to the Shita of Rav Sadia Gaon, who held that a strange, seemingly paradoxical position, that if you missed a day during the Sfira, you can continue to count with a bracha, except for the first day. If you missed the first day, then you can no longer count with a bracha. So there again, you have a contradiction in terms, because Mamanu Shach, if missing a day is not a problem, so why should it be a problem on the first day? If it is a problem on the first day, so then it should be a problem on any other day. So Beckley was saying that Rav Sadia Gaon holds that each day is a separate unit. And if you missed a day, you can continue to count. And he's saying that that's the sheet of the Bahag. Except there's a difference in the first day, because the first day initiates the period. You have to have an initiation. You can't have a period, a 49-day period, if it never began. It's got to begin. You have to declare that you're starting a count. So he holds that once the count is begun, so then each day becomes numbered, because it's an objective phenomenon. The numbering of the days is not dependent upon your act of counting. And we said that's the point of differentiation between the Bahag and Rav Sadia Gaon. So if you miss the day, you can count the next day, because it's an objective phenomenon. It becomes the 35th day, whether you counted the 34th or not. Today is the 35th day. As we said, for the Bahag, that's not the case. For the Bahag, it's dependent upon your own independent activity of counting, because the counting establishes the number of the day. What day is it? So according to Rav Sadia Gaon, that's established inherently. There's an intrinsic phenomenon of a 49-day count. So once you begin the 49-day count, so then each day takes on its own identity by itself, whether you count it or not. Now you'll see Klal Yisrael counted, so it's counted. I mean, that's an important idea. But if you missed the first day, so then there was no counting. So what did you initiate?
Uvezeh yesh levaya reshitas rav haigon. Continuing now in the Hare Kedem. And now we can explain the position of Rav Haigon, the Maisi HaMishneh Brura, the Simen Tufpei Tes, Sifches, Bir Halacha, Divrei HaMaskel Sofer, V'zeh Lashon Hasham, quote, Deheichi Diyash Delei Yom Echad.
This is a very interesting position.
Where he missed one day, Yispor B'Leil Sheni Shtei Asfiros.
So on the next day, the next night, he counts two spheros. A retroactive kind of a sphero.
Kigon. B'shachach sphero rishona. If he forgot the first day. Yomar b'sphero shnia.
Then he says on the next night. I don't think anybody's ever seen this.
Esmol hoya echad ba'oma. Yesterday was echad ba'oma. V'yoma dain
trei ba'umra. And this day is the second day of the yoma.
The Kivan, the money gam esmol, and since he counted yesterday, lo nafak mechlal tmimos tiyena.
He has not negated, he's not removed himself from tmimos.
So the Rav says, v'hu tamu ma'od. This is very difficult. The mamahani sphere shal ayom, the mitzvah sphere shal esmol. What is the benefit in terms of the mitzvah of Sfira, when you're counting the yesterday? Now, how does that work? Vitzarachim requires a lot of thought. Achein lamavuar, however, in accordance with what we've explained, the be'emes havadai dechol yom v'yom have a mitzvah of Nas Musa. That's his yisod. That everybody holds that way. That each and every day is an independent kiyam hamitzvah to count it. And the requirement of Tamimos, who rakdin masuyam b'maisa minyan shel sfiras omer.
That's only in the methodology of counting, that the activity of counting has to proceed in a certain way, and you can't skip.
Imkei mavuar heitev das rav haigon. If that's the case, then it's clear. Very clearly, we can understand the position of Rav Haigon. The sphere lay, the le'inyan maisa sphira,
He holds that, as far as this is concerned, the Tmimos, that affects the Maisa sphere, the process of counting, that the counting has to proceed in a certain way, Lo bu'inun kiyim shel sphere b'chol yom. You don't require a kiyim of sphere on every day. What's he saying? In effect, he's going to be saying, he's heading in the direction of saying that there's two halachas over here. There's the Maisa mitzvah sphere salmer, but then there's the kiyim in the process of sphere. In terms of the process of sphere, that it should be tmimos, that it shouldn't be broken, that is not contingent upon whether you were yotzei the mitzvah of counting yesterday. That's a different idea. That's whether we can view it as though yesterday was counted, so to speak. Even though it was counted in a manner which would not constitute a Maisa mitzvah of counting. He's separating the process of counting from the actual Maisa mitzvah of counting.
Makes perfect sense.
See. Thus, in terms of the yesterday was, that's no Maisa mitzvah. He wouldn't make a bracha. He's not yotzei the mitzvah of that day. That day is lost. Once the day is gone, you can't count it. In terms of the Maisa mitzvah. But in terms of his process of Sfiras Hayamim, that he's going through the process of Sfiras Hayamim, and that can only be that four can only come after three, and if he has not engaged in accounting of the previous, he can't engage in accounting of the now, that is possible. That's possible to be done. That's the question. All right, sorry, not everybody would agree with that, but Rav Haim Gaon holds that there's a concept that since it's yesterday, there's a relationship between yesterday and today that he can, if he says yesterday was such and such, so then today is not a broken off count. Today is the logical continuation of what yesterday was. He can achieve that even if it's no longer on that day. Let's read it inside. Vesagi sheyasa yom maisa sfira al hayom sheovar. And it is sufficient that he does today an act of counting on the day which passed, afilu below kiyum shel mitzvah sphere klal. Even though that itself does not constitute the mitzvah, because in terms of the maisa mitzvah of counting, it's not appropriate. The maisa mitzvah of counting demands to be done at the right time. True, that's the maisa mitzvah of counting, but there's a reality of a count. That the day was counted in setting up the system of days, the units, so that when you count six, this is the time for six. That's because five has already been counted. If you didn't have cognizance of five, you didn't take note of five, you can't count six. You're not up to six. You personally are not up to six because you didn't count five. Dimikomoko mahani hamaisa sphira hazeh. Nevertheless, this maisa sphira helps, is efficacious. Lashfuye lsphira dioidna, to render the current sphera, l'sphera shel tmimos, a sphera of tmimos. Kivon di asphera shel hayom, since the count of today, bo mikoach ha-cheshbon shel hayom im she'avru. That's the whole idea, that it has to emerge as a result of a process of counting, of a cheshbon. So he partakes of that cheshbon. V'zeh behed yoloshin Rav Haigon. And this is specifically, that ties it into the language of Rav Haigon. Quote, V'kivon d'moni gan esmol, since he counted also yesterday, lo nofak michlal tmimos, tiena. He has not removed himself from tmimos tiena. He's saying those words fit exactly this idea. Let's go further now. All right, we continue now. V'do asinon lohachi, now that we've arrived at this point, nira levayar heitev, es dino shel abahag. We can explain very well the din of the Bahag, the Imshachach Balaila. Now this is the main question that we started out with. How does it work?
Right.
That if he forgot by night, Yimneh Biyom, counts by day, below bracha, without a bracha. V'tamhanu b'zeh, and we asked, Hachazinon, the Sfiras Yom, Mahanya, Sheyuchal HaHamshech, V'lisper Biyom HaBayim. We see that the counting of the day, it works to enable him to continue and count the subsequent days. Yimkein yesh bo kiyum shel sphira. So, counting by day has a kiyum of sphira. Yimkein lama lo yivarech. And if so, why can't he make a bracha? That's the original question that was posed.
Ulam lamavur, however, in accordance with what we've explained, Nira de Be'emes Gamma Bahag Modil Urbanatam. As he said, that he maintains that the Bahag would agree with Urbanatam. Biyom Eno Zman Sphiris Omer Klal. Ah. So you say, how do you answer that question? This is the decision you have to make. Is counting by the day a good count or not? So what would you say according to the Bahag? No, it's not. Because if it was, you'd make a bracha. So if it's not a good count, then it's like he didn't count. Right. So then why the next, if he does it the next day, he begins counting with a bracha again. How does that work? Vasofer biyamlo was a mitzvah. And the one who counts by day did not do the mitzvah. Ella de makom makom sfirlei la bahag. See, once you have that precedent of counting yesterday of Ma'asmol, the Sfar, it works beautifully over here. That's the Yisod. That establishes it. It flows logically now. Ella de makom makom sfirlei la bahag, the chol zehu, achlagave kima mitzvah shel sfiris homa. You're right. Counting by day doesn't work in terms of the Maisa HaMitzvah of Sfiris HaOmer. But as we've seen, there's another concept, and that is to maintain the Cheshbon HaYamim, the process of counting, which could be maintained even if it's done outside the framework of the Maisa HaMitzvah. B'zeh, Rak, Lailer, Kashel HaMitzvah Sfira, V'lo HaYam. In terms of the Maisa HaMitzvah, like any Maisa HaMitzvah, it has a set Gvul, it has a time to it. It has to be done in a certain way. So that's Lila. Ula mikal makam, gam sfira shiom, have you maisa sfira? But he's not going to go so far as to say that if he counted by day, it's a maisa sfira. It doesn't qualify in terms of the maisa mitzvah. But it's still that day, you're counting the day. So the day is being counted by the gavra. So that works in terms of his cheshbon hayomim. In terms of your own personal count, that you are now in which day, you're in the fifth day, you're in the sixth day, that works, you counted the fourth day. Maybe you didn't do it in a way that would give you the mitzvah of counting, that's something else. Right. But there's a reality, there's a mitzvah of counting. Ulam mikol makom gam sfiras yom hav yom maisa sfira. V'chalal hayom toras sipur. And there is a reality of Sipur on the day, that day has been counted. The fact is that day has been counted. Gamal Yidei Sfir Shal Yom, that comes about through Sfir Shal Yom as well. For that purpose, let's put it this way, in rough language. You didn't lose your count. It's enough. What does it do? It's not enough to give you the mitzvah, but it's enough to assure that you didn't lose your count. You see? You're still in terms of the count that remained, that's in place. See, apparently he would hold, though, that's because it's being done on that day. It doesn't mean he would agree with the Rav Hai. It's the same idea. Rav Hai went even further. Because that's another question. In terms of the process of counting, there's some rules too. I mean, it's got to be, your act of counting has to be mitzuraf to the entity of Yom. That's why it's not going to be reasonable
to go back
20 days, whatever. I mean, I don't know if that works. That's the question. Once you have this concept that there is an activity of counting aside from the mitzvah of counting, the day was counted, and therefore your process of counting remains intact. The Bahag did not go any further than to say that even though you didn't do it at night, which is the time of the mitzvah, nevertheless, your count can be maintained if you counted outside of it, but you counted on the day, that's a count. The count has to relate to the day. Otherwise, I can't say that. The Bahag might say that I can't say the day was counted if I didn't count it during the day. There may be a expiration day for that. As we've seen, Rav Hai went further and said, this is,
on the next day, you could say yesterday. I don't think Rav Hai went any further than that. I don't think Rav Hai said that it doesn't. You can go back 3 days and 4 days. It's just esmo, because there is a connection between one day and the next. There is a concept of yesterday. There's a difference between yesterday and 2 days ago. Let's put it that way. So there's still a tziruf. The day must be counted at a time when you still relate to that day. It's very illogical. I mean, it's very difficult to say you could just count 20 years ago. It doesn't make sense. There's no, it's gone. Thus, the Bahag would disagree with Rav Hai, but they both agree on a basic idea. What they both agree on is that there is a process of the day being counted, which is independent of the Maisa Mitzvah of the act of counting itself. Continuing now in Harei Kedem, Barak Biofon Sheshachach Lispor Lail V'Yom. See, that's the cutoff point for the Bahag. It's only in a case where he forgot to count night and day. The Bezel O'Rak Shechiser Mitzvah. In this case, he did not only miss the mitzvah. He negated the activity, the maisa of counting of that day completely. So it's clear from this that he doesn't hold from yesterday. That is, he holds even in terms of the action of counting, it has to be on that day. Because he doesn't consider that counting when the day is not here. You have to count the day when it's here. So as long as it's day, the day is in front of you, you're still counting it. Shuv bitel acheshbon shel asfira lagamri. Then, at this point in time, he negated the cheshbon of the sfira completely. So he's missed it. He doesn't have a count going anymore, so he can't reconstruct it. Can't be reconstructed. The ena yochel limnos b'shar yom. He can't count the other days. The nimtzel if he's at, it comes out according to this. The hodi yimshachach b'laylov. That if he forgot by night, he counts by day. According to the Bahag, this counting by day is not so that he should fulfill the mitzvah of Sfirah. As far as the mitzvah is concerned, it's too late. Gone. The ein lo takana v'tashlumin b'sfirah d'yom. It has no takana. It can't be redeemed, it can't be corrected by the counting. Tashlumin has no, it's not like tefillah. Elohu tzarech lispar biyom, but he has to count by day. Kedei lahamen is a cheshbon shel sfira, in order to maintain the cheshbon, the calculation. He can't lose his spot, so to speak. He has to maintain his place so that he can continue counting the next day. Vayidei kein yuchal lispar od b'shar yom b'bracha. And as a result of this, he can continue counting on the other days with the bracha. That's just beautiful. Because, as we said, each day is a unit of mitzvah of Sa'at Musa. Right. And the problem of missing one day is only a problem in Tmimos of the Maisa, because you don't have the Cheshbon anymore. Thus, if you fail to count by night, you count by day, even though you don't do the mitzvah that way, but it enables you to retain the position in terms of the Minyan Hayamim, and thus, the next night, you count that day with a bracha, because it's Tmimos. It restores the tmimos of the mice of counting. V'nafkemina shimhu shachach biyom ha'acharon shel sfiras ha'omer lispar balayla. Ah, look at this nafkemina. Let's say on the last night, the 49th, the night of the 49th, according to this understanding, he forgot to count on the night of the 49th. Would he count by day or not?
Let's take a look at what he says. Eino tzarech od lispar biyom lebahag.
According to the Rav, if you forgot to count the night of the 49th, then there's no point anymore in counting by day of the 49th. Ki benkach ein kiyum mitzvah klal b'sfiras yom lebahag. Because you lost the mitzvah. You lost the mitzvah of the 49th day. You're not going to get the mitzvah. The whole purpose of counting by day is only as a prelude to continuing the count. It has no other purpose, according to the Bahag. It's only to maintain the continuity of the count. For the days that are coming. But it's no longer shayach on the last day. There is no. It's only something you're doing in order to be able to continue the mitzvah in the future. But now the mitzvah is terminated. So, the Sfira Biyom is not a takana. It's not tashlumen. It doesn't restore the mitzvah of counting that day. It's only in order to maintain the integrity of the count. So you have your position in the count, and therefore you have the ability to go on to the next day. But where there is no next day, there's no point. So he doesn't have to count that day. What has to be understood is, the whole purpose of Tamima, the whole concept of Tamima, Tamimos, as the Rav explained it in the Baha'i, is in terms of the Maisa Mitzvah. It's a din in the Maisa Mitzvah of counting. So the Maisa of counting is deficient if you skip the day. It's a defect in the Maisa Mitzvah. It's not a perfected Maisa Mitzvah. So that's Shayach all the way up to the last day. Okay? Now, if you missed the night, then you count on the following day in order to restore the Maisa Mitzvah so that you're metakin the Maisa Mitzvah for the next day. But what when you reach that point where there is not going to be any further Maisa Mitzvah, which is the whole idea of Tumimos, when it's the 49th night and you miss the 49th night, and there's not going to be another Maisa Mitzvah, okay? Now, the whole purpose of counting in the day was a prelude to restore the Tumimos in the Maisa Mitzvah of the next day. But if there is not going to be a next day, then there is no benefit in the counting of that day. Of the 49th day. Because, what is the purpose of counting the 49th day? To fulfill the mitzvah of counting the 49th day. After the night, it's too late to fulfill the mitzvah. You lost the mitzvah. The only thing is, it's part of your own ongoing cheshbon of yamim, but that makes no sense anymore because that's been terminated too. So therefore, there is no point of counting on the day of the 49th, according to this interpretation.
Let's go.
V'uyun v'machs of vitri, v'maishilei ha'beis yosef, v'simen tuf peites, shakosa b'shem Rashi, position of Rashi, ha'maspalol imatzibur, v'b'od yom, moni imohem below bracha. So he says, if someone davens with the tzibur, mibod yom. So he counts with them without a bracha. Meimar Omar, he says, Meimar, I mean, like, this is the answer. Im askir balayla v'vesi, achsav avarach kedin. If I'll remember in my house at night, I'll repeat and make a bracha, do it properly, the count. V'nimsa shalo beirachti levatala, mibod yom. And make a bracha levatala, mibod yom. The only thing is that it says he's moneh below bracha. V'im eshkach balayla, and if I forget by night, harei monisi, mibod yom lemitzvah. Alright, this sounds very strange.
Well, this is because some shuls daven ma'ariv early. When you do that, you really is not supposed to count. Sfira, you wait till
later when you get home. If it's too early to count. Okay. Then, but these words are very difficult. These words are very difficult, as we said. It seems to be contradictory. And the Rashba raises this in his Chuvos. This can't be the correct version. The Chol Shemonim about Yom Lo Asav Lo Klum. First of all, what does that mean? If you counted by day, you didn't do anything. El Arehu Omeid Biyom Rishon. He's still in the first day. That is, he has to count. Umone Yom Sheni. V'Adarava Kameid Masheino. V'Im Shema Yotze B'Sfira. And if you're going to say that he was Yotze in the Sfira. V'yishkach v'yismach v'svirzu k'mog kriyashma shalerev. If you're going to say that, this does help. That if he forgot to count later on, this does work for him. Imkein k'far yotzi yidei sfira. So you're saying that he was already yotzi. V'kishachozum avarach balayla, nimsis bracha levatala. It'll turn into a bracha levatala. So these words that are quoted in Rashi, in and of themselves, are very difficult. So he says, be'emes divrei Rashi, tmum v'mamarevshach. These words are caught up in a manavshach. Im sfira biyom havi sfira, lami yisbaberev. If counting by day is sfira, then how can you count by night? Vilo havi sfira, lami yisbar matzibur mibod yom. And if it's not sfira, why should he count with the tzibur?
Mibod Yom. Vitzarachian. Vanir Badas Rashi. Doesn't hurt. Vanir Badas Rashi. The Vade Kola Inyan Kim HaMitzvah Shel Sfira. That he holds that as far as the Kiyam of the Mitzvah Sfira.
See, what he's doing now is looking for all different kinds of sources that substantiate, that become understandable on the basis of this Yisod. That he's uncovered a tremendous idea, a distinction between the Maisa Mitzvah of Sfira and a separate idea that counting the day for the sake of retaining the Cheshbon Hayom.
So he's saying, in terms of the Kiyam Mitzvah of Sfira, Ein b'sfira b'od yom kiyam shel mitzvah klal. So that's not the appropriate time for the mitzvah. So if you count b'od yom, there's no kiyam mitzvah at all. Kivon de'akati lo motos man chiyuva. Since the time of the chiyuv has not arrived yet. See, you can't do the mitzvah before the time. U'lechein chayev lachzor v'lispor b'erev v'bracha.
Therefore, if he did count b'od yom, he's obligated to repeat, to count at night with a bracha, because he wasn't yotze.
The sphere de Mo'od Yom ain't bo kiyam mitzvah sphere klal. The sphere by day has no kiyam mitzvah at all. V'tame de Rashi she yisbar matziva mibod yom.
So what's the reason of Rashi that he should count with the tziva mibod yom?
Is mishum de Rashi sphere like a das habahag? Because Rashi holds like the mahag. V'im shachak lisbar yom echad. That if you forgot to count one day, shum ain't no sofer b'shar yom and bracha. You can no longer count the other days with a bracha. V'alok farnes bayer, the yisod dino shel bahag, hu mishum tmimos. And we've already explained that the basis of the bahag's din is because of tmimos. Da'mais esfir shel kol yom, toli besfir shel yom makodim.
The mais esfir of every day is contingent upon the previous counts. Otherwise, you're not in an account. It's not a count for you.
U'legabe din ze, sfir le l'rashi, the gam sphira mod yom have maisa sphira alayom haba. Himself from a plag amincha v'samach l'chashecha.
So what he's saying is, it's an interesting idea. See, once you have that concept, that there's a difference between an actuality, the phenomenon of the day being counted, and the mitzvah, then you have possibilities. For example, as we saw, Rav Haigon said you can even count yesterday. Well, here's the other side of the coin. Before the day arrives, when it's close to the day, you can count the day that's going to be coming. Now, that's not good for the mitzvah, but it does help in terms of the phenomenon that the day was counted by you. That's what he wants to say, according to Rashi.
And
this too has its rules. It has to be in a certain proximity. So, the plagam from plagam, minchin on, there's many halachos that pertain. It's very, it's close. From plag amincha, you could daven, you could be makabel Shabbos already. So you see that that part of the day, which is samoch to the evening, is already, there's a certain relationship, there's a tziruf. You're matziruf to that time period. So at that point, when you're matziruf to the time period, it's not the zman mitzvah yet, but it does help in terms of establishing a count. We see that in many cases, plag amincha
is connected to the time, the day that's coming. Umahanya asfira de plaga mincha, lashfuye mais asfiro minyan. And it does help, the counting of plaga mincha, to render it in terms of a, there is an act of counting, and a count is established. Kadesha yuchala hamshech, giving him the ability to continue velimnos eshar hayavim bebracha.
And to count
the remaining days with a bracha. Gamem yishkach limnos be'erev. Even if he forgot to count at night.
That is to say like this. If, let's say, the first day, samach, from plagam in chenon, he counted. Well, he can't count with a bracha, obviously. That would be a bracha levatala, because the bracha is only when it's the mitzvah. Then he forgot to count by night, and he forgot to count by day. What happens on day two? He counts with a bracha. According to Rashi, counting from the previous day, plagam minchen on, has the same effect as counting on the yom after the night. The yom after the night that it has according to the bahag. It's the same idea. It's mahani, it effectuates the phenomenon of the fact that this day has been counted, and you, your minion of counting, has the quality of tmimos.
V'alkein hanoig hinig. Excuse me. V'alkein hinig Rashi lispor mibod yom. Therefore, Rashi was noig to count mibod yom. K'dei sheyia hacheshbon shel asfir kayem. Miyahei le'inyan, miyah rather, miyah l'shar, le'inyan shar yom.
That's a beautiful idea. See how he reestablished what Rashi was saying? Beautiful. Rashi made a very important point. That is, if you're in a situation where they're davening mibod yom and they're counting, so it's a good idea to count with them. Of course, when you count with them, it's b'li bracha. Then, if you remember at night, what do? Count with a bracha, even though you counted already, because your counting wasn't a mitzvah. But it's sort of an insurance policy. It's a bit of a halachic insurance policy. And that is that if you forget to count at night, and if you forget to count by day, on night two, you continue counting with a bracha. Because it ensured the fact that your counting process is intact.